Unto Leela chapter 3, text 192. Avadut Nittai, Chokridhar Milan, Leela. Lord Nityananda meets the temple guards at Jagannath Puri Dhamaki. Chaitanya Rasa Nityananda Mahadhir Parama Udhama Eka Stane Nahistir. The most sober Nityananda relished the mellows of Lord Chaitanya's love, Chaitanya Ras. Nittai was supremely independent. He's actually supremely mad. He's an avadut. He's 35 years old. He sits on Malini's breast, the wife of Shivas Pandit, on her lap, and he starts sucking on her breast at the age of 35. He's 35, and she's 66. That's extremely mad. And she has so much vatsalya, bhav, motherly love for him, and he's totally in balak bhav, in balya bhav of being a baby, a three-year-old, although he's 35. That milk starts pouring from her breast. She had no issue, no children at that time. Shivas Pandit's wife, Malini Devi. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's avadut. That's why he says avadut nittai. So he's supremely independent. He could not remain steady in one place. Jagannatha dekhiya yayena dharibade parihari gane keha rakite na pare. One day, Nityananda avadut entered the temple of Jagannath. He jumped on the altar and tried to grab Lord Jagannath. Actually, it says grab hold of. Dari bhare. He tried to grab hold of. And if you've ever seen Lord Jagannath, can you easily grab a hold of Lord Jagannath? He's about 6 feet tall and about 6 feet wide, isn't it? He's quite big when you go close. I've only seen in the Rathkar. Big Dharu Brahman. So to grab hold of Jagannath, you have to be like Ananta Shesh. And Nityananda is Ananta Shesh Bhagavan Ki. So he tried to do that, and that's not very much appreciated by the temple chokidars. But they could not stop him because he's God. He's Balaram. Now, this is one day. Ek din utiya suvarna singhasane Balarama darya karila alingane. Another day, Nityananda Avadut jumped on the singhasana of the deities and he tried, or rather he did, the golden singhasana, and he embraced Lord Balaram. So Nityananda is Balaram, Nityananda Balaram. Now, utite parihari darile hate, dharite parila gya hata pancha sate. Nittai climbed up in the singhasana. The temple guard caught hold of his hand. But he grabbed, hey, where are you going? Stop, Roko! He tried to grab his hand, and what happened to that chokidar? He was thrown back 7 feet. So he tried to grab Nittai's hand when he was climbing on the altar in Jagannath Puri to embrace Balaram, and Nittai went, Kong! He went, Poo! Like something out of a Bruce Lee movie or something. Bruce Lee kicks somebody, oh, and he tumbles back 25 feet. Oh, that exaggerated Hollywood style. Nityananda Prabhu Balaram Mera Galara Malalai Parilena Galayapanara. Nittai climbed up in the singhasana. After embracing Balaram, he snatched the garland from Balaram's neck and put it around his own neck. Nityananda is very, very naughty. So the temple guards are having a difficult time containing Nityananda Avadut. Because how can you keep the river from flowing to the ocean? Mala parichalilena gajendra gamane parihari utya chintaye mane mane. After putting on Balaram's garland, Nityananda jumped off the singhasana and walked away from the singhasana and walked through the temple with a gait like the king of elephants. He was walking like the king of elephants. The temple guard got up, the one he kicked back 7 feet, fell on his backside. the temple chokyo, I woke up from that karate punch of Nittai. And then he got up and he thought as follows. So Nittai is really, he's showing off. He goes, climbs up in the stinger and says, hey, what is this? Who are you? Hey, Balaram, that's my garland. Hey, Balaram. Give me that garland. Thank you. He walks and he struts out of the temple like a king of elephants, right? Elephant, when the elephant walks, his head goes like this. And his, proboscis or his trunk goes like this. Sways. Like, hey, man. And elephants are so powerful that even a huge bull, if a bull sees an elephant, he passes urine and runs away. A huge bull, oh, hey! He sees an elephant, ah, phew! I've seen in Mayapur. They take the elephants for a walk down to the yoga pit. And there's these bulls, wild bulls wandering around everywhere in India, as you know. And they actually what we call freak out. They become very disturbed. They go, ah. And they're quite, the elephant is only maybe four times bigger than the bull. I mean, the bull is big. Elephant's not that big. It wasn't that big an elephant. He's looking this way. Now we have to get out of here. And he pees and he runs in the field, goes through fences or anything. And the elephant's just, doo, 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 doo. And the elephant's walking, what's with that guy? So Balaram is walking out of the temple like that. And the Chokidar is like chasing behind him, and he's thinking, the Chokidar is thinking.
Hey, Avadutara, Manusha Shakti Nahi, Balarama Sparshaki, Anjara Deorahi. This Avadut's strength is not that of a human being.
How else could one survive after touching Balaram? He's thinking. What kind of strength he has? He touched Balaram. He ripped off his garland. He can't be a human being because if you steal the Lord's garland, then you get reaction. You get an auto accident or your hand gets chopped off or something happens to you. And he knows that. The Jagannath deities in Puri, there's long, long history of what happens. Even our Jagannath temple in Mayapur, there's so many stories. There was one Muslim, they offered him Mahaprasadam. And he refused to take the Mahaprasadam. He threw it on the ground. Mahaprasadam of Jagannath. And then that night in his dream, the Sringadeva appeared in his dream and landed on his chest like that Kazi started scratching his heart out and said, you should go back. You better go back there and honor Mahaprasadam and worship that deity and give some donation. I'm going to kill you tomorrow night. And he comes back next day. Jagannath, please. So he said, what happened? He was white as a sheet. He was white as a sheet, as they say. He was really white, and he's usually black, so that's a lot. That's significant. He's a black Bengali. So he went to the Jagannath Mandir Pujari, and he said, oh, I had this terrible dream. Because he doesn't know Lord Nisringadeva, this, that. He's a Muslim. So he said, this big lion appeared, and he was straddling my chest, and he was roaring, and he was speaking in Bengali. The lion was speaking in Bengali. Rah! You aparadhi! You offended my prasad! You don't go back and worship that prasad and serve that temple like a menial servant for the rest of your life. I will kill you and all your family! Rah! So similarly, in Jagannath Puri, there's so many stories about the deities. Revenge, you could say, revenge or getting back or, you know, and dreams and so many, many, many hundreds and thousands of stories throughout the last so many centuries. So obviously the Chokidar was well aware of all those wonderful stories because they're about his boss. He works for Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. He's their guard in their temple, in their holy dham of Jagannath Puri. So he knows all the wonderful Mahima, Thakurji deity, the Archimurti Mahima. So he's saying, who is this? How is he surviving? Before he even leaves the temple, he should fall down and crack his arm or something. He's just strutting out. Like a royal elephant, without being disturbed, no effect. Nothing's happening to him. He's impervious to the wrath of God. There's no thunderbolt falling in his head. No mishap or malady coming to him. Who is this supernatural person? These are all the thoughts of the Chokidar as he's observing this. First, he saw the supernatural strength when he went to grab his hand. Chokidar means he has some power. But, he's not some puny little guy. He's a Chokidar. He's a Kshatriya. He's some big guy. But Nityananda took his hand. Ah! Oh! Falls back 7 feet. Then he's thinking like this.
Mata hasti dari? Muni paran raki bari? Muni gharile oki? Manusha jaite pare?
I can control a mad elephant, said the Chokidar. But, so how could a human being escape my grip? So this also shows, I didn't read this ahead of time, recently. So I'm mentioning it, to be a Chokidar means you're powerful. So he's thinking, what is this? I have the power, I'm like a Maharati, I have the power to control a Mata Hati, a mad elephant. I'm so such a powerful man, this Chokidar is, and he's not a wimp. He's not a 98-pound weakling. Well, he's strong. And he's saying, hey, what is this? I'm the same Arjun. This is the same Gandiva. This is the whole thing from the Mahabharata. When the coward men came and kidnapped the Mahishis. When the coward men, he was saying, what is this? My Gandiva is powerless. My Mahabahu, my powerful arms are powerless. And some Gwals have defeated me, Devadhara. So he's thinking, what is this? I can control big, big elephants? And who is this supernatural person? How is he surviving? He's a human being. He appears like a Nara Rup, like a human being. How could he escape my grip? My grip is like steel. When I grab his hand, if I grab anybody else's hand, I can crush his hand and break him into pieces. And I grab this person's hand, whoever this mystery man is, I grabbed his hand when he jumped on the singasana of Jagannath and Balaram. I went to grab him. Hey, don't touch me. Who do you think you are? Oh! And he fell back 7 feet. So the Chokidar is amazed. Vismaya. Chamatkar, astounded. A drama here and suspense. Hena muni hasta dritha kariya dharilun Trina Praya Hai Gia Kuta Va Padilun. Although I caught tightly hold of this person's hand, I was thrown back like a blade of grass. Trina. Trina Adapi Suni Chena Tarariva Sahishana Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ramu, Ramu, Hare, Hare. I was thrown back like a blade of grass. E mata chinte parihari mahashaya, Nityananda dekile, karina vinay. Vinay. The respectable temple guard thought in this way. When he saw Nityananda later, he felt humbled. Nityananda sarupa swabhava bhalyabhav, Alingana Karina Parama Anurag, as I mentioned, Balyabhav, Bal Gopal, Bal Krishna. Balyabhav means the mood, the sentiment, the identity, the feeling, the attitude, the outlook, the desire to relish and experience and taste, the mood of a baby, 1-year-old baby, 2-3-year-old baby, 2-3-year-old baby, Balya, Bal Gopal. It's called Balya Leela, Poganda Leela, Kaishor Leela. So Krishna's Balya Leela is in Gokul, right? From birth in Gokul until he was 3.5 years old, and then he moved to Vrindavan for Poganda Leela. Then he moved to Nandagram for Kaishor Leela. So here, he's in this bhav. Yet Nityananda Sarup, whose natural characteristic was like that of a child, he embraced that guard with affection. Beautiful. This is the end of this short story of Nityananda meets the temple Chokidar. It ends on a sweet note, no doubt. There was a lot of bewilderment and amazement, suspense, a small fight scene. There was a fight scene, an attempted armed robbery. There was robbery, a fight scene. Then there was a chase scene. I mean, it was a really action-packed movie, and all in 5 verses. There was an attempted robbery and kidnapping. Nityananda attempted to kidnap Balaram by embracing, he wanted to kidnap Jagannath by embracing him. And then, Radhe Radhe. And then he wanted to steal the garland. He stole the garland from Balaram and he ran away. And he fought the Chogadar. Pah! Knocked him back 7 feet. Then his bewilderment, suspense. Who is he? Who is this mystery man? Is it Avadhut or God? Is he a human being? Is he Manush? He can't be Manush, or he would have broken to pieces by touching the deity. Anyone else who's ever made such an offense? They have died on the spot or immediately after, within 3 days. Because when one makes an offense, he suffers within 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 years maximum. When he makes a mata, a mad elephant offense. What to speak of offending directly Sakshat Daru Brahman Jagannath Sri Krishna? All these thoughts and all this amazing. And so when afterwards and he realized that I don't know who he is, but he's really powerful and he's really bold and he must have a tight relationship with Jagannath and Balaram because nothing happened to him at all. So he became extremely humble and appreciative and respectful towards Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda, to soothe his aching heart and pacify his bewildered mind in the true spirit of a compassionate and loving Vaishnava, because everyone has aching hearts and disturbed minds. So compassionate Vaishnavas try to act in such a way and speak in such a way to relieve people of their aching hearts and troubled minds by sharing their inner bliss or giving their love or giving their guidance. Isn't it? So Nityananda, he did the same, because there's no greater expression of love than an affectionate, selfless, caring embrace. Alingana. It says Alingana. Prema Lingana. Nityananda, whose natural characteristic, Svabhav, Balya Bhav Svabhav. Our basic natural characteristic is Ravana Bhav Svabhav. Ravana Bhav, Aranyakashipu Bhav, Asura Bhav, Ben Laden Bhav, Ben Laden Bhav Sarup, Svabhav, Asura, Asura Svabhav. Our basic Svabhav is Asur, greedy, lusty, envious, proud, harsh, nasty, mean. That's the usual decadent residents of Kali Yuga. And we are one of them. But Nityananda is Balyava. Kids are always giggling. Kids are always laughing. Is it? Do you ever remember? Were you a baby one time? Who, me? I'm Dr. So-and-so. Don't you know? Really, you were sucking your thumb 2 years ago. You were playing in a sandbox 5 years ago. You had poop in your pants 10 years ago. But now I'm Dr. So-and-so. Excuse me, Mr. Smith. I am Dr. Smith. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you're different than a Mr. Smith. You're a Dr. Smith, right? Have you met anyone like that? Yes. Are you like that? Yeah, could be. Trinada, peace, and nature. Amanina, Amanina. I don't want any respect, adoration, distinction. Ah, Tuchavat, Koine. Tuchavat, insignificant. My only significance is if I can become a stitaduli sadrisham vichintya. Ai nanda tanajakinkaram patitam maam mishavim bhavambudo. Kripayatava parapankaja stitaduli sadrisham vichintya. So this is a very wonderful Parama Anurag, Alingana Karina Parama Anurag. He didn't just embrace the Chokidar. The, of every aspect, of every motion or behavior that these characters or players or devotees are displaying on the stage of Gaur Lila is extremely educational and enlightening and informative. He didn't just say, Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't just say that Nitai embraced the Chokidar. Alingane Parama Anurag, Ragi. He said, nice to see how you don't know, hi, you know. there's embracing and there's embracing, like you see in the movies, the traditional movie, the hero has been gone somewhere and he greets his wife and they're running. You ever see this scene? It's a famous scene. The hero is running to the heroine, they're running, they run like across the stage, da 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 da, and he embraces her and he embraces her and picks her off the ground, sweeps and spins like that and sweeps off her feet and her legs go out like that and he goes around, shh, you ever seen? Oh, tight embrace and shh, and turns like that and she goes, woo! And then it's like, so it's an intense embrace because they've been separated for so many months or years or whatever in the movie scene and they come back, they reunite after so long. He sweeps her off her feet. Have you ever seen? So it's touching and it's wonderful and it's emotional and it's full of so-called love, material love. So that's anurag, intense attachment one to the other and their love. Now this is parama anurag. It means transcendental. It means the supreme. This is a common chokidar. Well, not so common. He's the Lord's guard, so he's special. And everybody's special. If someone is a devotee or has devotional bhav, the devotee's bhav, then to him everyone is special, and even more special than he himself. He sees goodness, he sees something good in everyone. In fact, that's the normal balanced, intelligent, experienced and cultured human being sees something good in everyone. But the devotee, because he has this trina bhav, rather you say, dainya bhav, he has this inborn mood of humility. How is it inborn? It's inborn once he takes diksha. Diksha means dvija, second birth. Because part of second birth means bhakti enters your heart. Bhakti Devi enters your heart. And when Bhakti Devi enters your heart, Bhakti Devi, the shadow of Bhakti Devi is humility, dainya. More bhakti, more humility. More bhakti, more prema. So when one is extremely elevated and prema, he's extremely humble, naturally. It's his svabhav. Dainya bhav svabhav. Dainya bhav svabhav is the bhav of a devotee. This is the lakshan, the characteristics of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya is describing in Shikshastakam. These are step by step, there are eight descriptions of the svabhav of the devotee, which develops from the beginning. It's kind of materialistic svabhav, because he's dirty, he's filthy. It's asura. The devotee begins in step one, krama one, step one, asura bhav. Asura bhav svabhav, which means mal, means chitta mal. The consciousness is dirty, so what do you have to do? Cheto dharvana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni. Put out the fire of material existence, eliminate and purify and destroy and remove all the demoniac qualities, kam, krodh, lo, moha, matsarya. That's cheto dharvanam. So when the chit becomes purified, then gradually the svabhava of the jiva, the jiva dharma, the svabhava of the jiva, the jiva dharma can begin to manifest. And the jiva dharma, every jiva is prema. Every jiva is the lover of God, part and parcel of God, intimate loving connection with God. So that prema svabhav, that is our becomes inborn. It's inborn when bhakti enters our heart. So then bhakti, her shadow is humility. So as soon as one bhakti devi enters the heart and really enters the heart, there may be diksha but no surrender. If one has diksha, no sharanagati, then bhakti is dormant in the heart. So when one surrenders, then bhakti grows and then the humility manifests as long as bhakti has been placed there by the guru at diksha. Proper guru. Brahmanda brahmate kaon bhagivan jiva guru krishna prasadi bhakti latavish. You can't have bhakti without humility and you can't have humility without bhakti. They go hand in hand because humility nourishes bhakti, bhakti nourishes humility, and sharanagati is the field of everything. Everything happens in the field of sharanagati. No sharanagati, no surrender, no development of bhakti. And no exhibition of humility. Humility is what you wear, bhakti is what you feel. You wear humility, you feel bhakti. You feel love and you show it by humility. Yes? Yes, no? This is not so much, this is theoretical and it's also practical. And as time goes on, you start to, it's experiential, it's gyan and vigyan. So here's the example in the topmost level, Bhagavan Bhakti Svabhav. Jivara Surpaya Krishnara Nitya Das. Every jiva is a das, and the chokidar is serving Jagannath. Maybe he's working for no pay. We don't know if he's on pay or not. Just said he's a chokidar. So maybe he's doing it free service, then he's a devotee. He's das, is free seva, no cost, no charge. He's a devotee, he's a das. And Nityananda is Bhagavan. Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambhav. No introduction. Doesn't know he's a chokidar. And he knows, well, maybe I hurt the chokidar when I threw him back and he tumbled back 7 feet. And maybe he's bewildered. His body may be hurt. His mind may be hurt. His heart is bewildered. His mind is disturbed. Who is he? What has happened? He doesn't look that big, but he has the strength of 10,000 elephants. I can control mad elephants. He threw me away like a fly. He threw me away like a blade of grass. So his mind is disturbed. The chokidar's mind is disturbed. His body is ruffled up. His heart is disturbed. Who is that masked man? So he's bewildered. So Lord Chaitanya says, it's all right. And he gives him a tight embrace full of anurag. Anurag, intense love. It fills his heart with intense love. Prema. Because the medium to Krishna prema is Nittai. Nittai is the distributor, Krishna prema. Gauranga made him that. He is a namhat. Namhat means a premhat. There's no prema without nam. And no nam without prema. Real nam, I mean shuddha nam. Shuddha nam is prem nam, but attain it by chanting nam. So he's giving, he's distributing. So it's a beautiful ending. I just wish we were the chokidar. Get knocked back on our butt and then wake up and get love of Godhead. Beautiful. From bewilderment to love. From a sore butt to love of God. He got embraced by Nityananda. Ananga Manjari. Right? I mean, this is perfect. So that story concludes. Now the next story begins. And this is a beautiful story from Antilila, chapter 3, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It begins on verse 203. This is Mahaprabhu's Rasa Dance. Mahaprabhu's Rasa Dance on the Puri beach. Sounds romantic. Sounds attractive. Let's go to Jagannath Puri ki jai. Mahaprabhu's Rasa Leela ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Text 203. Tave kata dine gora chandra lakshmi pati samudra kulete asi karila vasati. Some days after that, Gora Chandra, the husband of Lakshmi, took up residence on the shore of the ocean, samudra kule. Samudra kulete asi karile vas. Samudra vas. Samudra kula. Sindhu tire stana ati ramya manohar dekhiya santosha bhara shri gora sundar ati ramya manohar bhara shri gora sundar ati ramya manohar bhara shri gora sundar. Shri gora sundar was greatly pleased to see that most enchanting spot on the shore of the ocean. Shri Gora Sundar. Shri Gora Sundar. Shri Gora Sundar. Gauranga has come in the full moon night. When can it be? After this. Came in January, February, March. Went to Sarvona's house. Sometime this is Falgun, or it couldn't be even this month, Chaitra. This happened because he took sannyas in Sankranti, January 14th and 1510, at the age of 24 in the year 1510. And then he was wandering around Radhadesh, and then he came. That was for till February, March. So it's roughly Chaitra Mina. This is Chaitra, right? And it's a Shukla, Chaitra Shukla Panchami, Aj, hey. And this is, of course, the full moon night of Chaitra in Jagannath Puri. We're there. We must be there, otherwise we're nowhere. We're either there or nowhere. Are you there, man? Are you there? I'm there. I'll meet you there. You hear that? Sometimes people say, I'll meet you there. I'm going back to Godhead. Going back to home. Going back to God. There's this one song, 1976, and probably heard it. It was called Change of Heart. I had this song, Going Back to Godhead, Going Back to Home. And they would say home, and then in the back on different tracks it would say om, 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 om. It would say om. Going back to Godhead. It was rock, soft rock. Going back to home. And then back another track. Om, 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 om. It sounds really cool. He was saying home, like house, home. In the background, om, 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 om. With echoing, om, om, om. It was really cool. Going back to Godhead. Going back to home, 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 home. Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, you know, it's like music. Prabhupada heard it. He liked it. They asked him many songs. And the spiritual sky, I've entered the spiritual world. The water's like nectar. Yeah, whatever. It was really good. Prabhupada heard it. And he said, this is good. And they distributed it. And that in detail, you know, they give it to and you. And in the back, anyway, it's a long story. Tell you that Leela some other time. Books and record, it was record albums in those days. Ancient history, record albums? Yik yay. Big plastic discs about this big. Like granddaddy of all CD discs, a big black disc, 12 inches across, right? Inconceivable. Yeah, this little tiny thing. Ooh. People are going to become like computer clones. So here's Sri and here's Gaura. Sundar on the bank seeing this full moon in the Chaitra season thinking, oh, such, this is the full moon and this is Vrindavan and this ocean is the Jamuna, this Sindhur is the Jamuna and this is Jamuna Pulina. And this is Chaitra and Chaitra I was dancing in Vasant Ras with the gopis. And now I'm in Puri, so he's found a very beautiful, it says Ramyastan. Vrindavana Ramyastan. Vrindavana Ramyastan. Ramya means delightful. Ramya, pleasant, delightful. Love producing. A place that produces love. A place that produces delight. Ramyat Kachidupasana, Ramya Kachidupasana, Brajavadu Veer. Says the Brajavadu, the newly married brides are doing Ramya Upasana of Brajendra Tanyos. The Krishna, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyos, Brajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, Nanda Nandan, the gopis are doing Upasana. Vishnu Upasana? No. Krishna Upasana? They're not in Vaidhi Sadhana. They're not Vishnu Bhaktis doing Vishnu Upasana. They're not in Vaidhi Bhakti doing Krishna Upasana, Archan and Sringar. They're doing Ramya Upasana, Upasana. Upasana means to sit near. When you sit near somebody, then you do something. At least, you should. You Guru Upasan. Then you sit near the Guru and you hear the Shastra. So this is Ramya. Ramya Upasana means loving, they're actually, they're worshipping Krishna with their bodies, therefore it becomes Madhurya Leela. There's a difference. No other rasa, they offer their complete bodies for the satisfaction of Krishna. So this is the greatest delight. When one receives the full body of his wife, or her husband, then that's the fullest delight, that's the fullest Ramya satisfaction, delight, and joy. So that's Ramya Upasana. And this is our Upasana. This verse is by Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, a disciple of, I believe, Advaitacharya. Already in Chaitanya Manjusha, which is a book that he wrote. It's not written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that book. And it says, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniyas, Sri Dham Vrindavanam. It says, our goal is Sri Dham Vrindavan. Our worship of the Lord is not Dwarkadish, and it's not Vishnu, it's not Mathuranath. It's the Lord of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Chandra. And how do we worship? What is our method of worship? Archanam and Pujam and all these things. No, Ramya Upasana, Gopi Upasana, following the footsteps of the Gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. What is the proof? Where do you get? You just drum this up. You go to, you made up some stupid thing. What's the praman? What's the foundation? Shriman Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Puranam Amalam. Shriman Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Primam Pumartamahan. And the basis of this is the Shriman Bhagavatam. Right? The Amala Purana, the spotless Purana. And this is the basis, and this is the, what is the Bhagavatam established? Prema Pumartha Mahan. The art, the object, the art, dharma, ka, moksha, art, the desirable object or goal or the attainment of the puru, the pumsa, the human being, the purusha, is prema, and this is established. What kind of prema? Braja prema, that's the supreme. And how to attain braja prema? Follow in the footsteps of the gopis and do rami upasana. So now we're hearing that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has gone to the beach and he's saying, Sindhu Tire, Jamuna Tire, Jamuna Tire. So this is Sindhu Tire. On the banks of the ocean in Jagannath Puri on the full moon night of the Chaitra month, which is now April. April, May is Chaitra. March and April is Falgun. Falgun. So now it's Chaitra. On that night, that very night, he saw this Sindhu Tire Stan Ati Ramya Manohar. And it's, the translation is, he was very pleased to see that most enchanting spot on the shore of the ocean. In other words, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his Krishna and Radhabhav, Mahabhav, saw that stan, that beautiful place, the Jamuna Pulina, the Sindhu Pulina, on the banks of the Bay of Bengal in Jagannath Puri, the ocean, then he became extremely pleased, Ramya. He became reminded of Vrindavan and the gopis. She remembered the Ramya Upasana of the gopis worshipping Krishna in the Rasa dance. And when Gaurasundara remembered that Ramya Upasana of the gopis in the Rasa dance, that intimate, wonderful conjugal worship that the gopis do of Krishna during the Rasa dance, then what happened to his mind? It says, Manohar. It says, Ati Ramya Manohar. Ati, extremely, exceedingly, exceedingly delightful. Loving moods entered his mind, and these exceedingly delightful and pleasing conjugal moods and conjugal vilas of the gopis' worship of Krishna in the Rasa dance in the banks of the Yamuna in Vrindavan during the Chaitra full moon, they flooded it like waves of the ocean. They flooded the mind of Mahaprabhu, and that consequently stole his mind, Manohar, stole his mind and transported him immediately to Vrindavan, and he entered Vrindavan Bhav, and so then he got in the mood of Vrindavan and enacted a rasa dance on the banks of the ocean in Puri. Very wonderful verse. Ati Ramya Manohar, which is translated, he was greatly pleased to see that most enchanting spot. That's the translation. There's no purport. That gave some small idea. Chandaravati Ratri Vahe Dakshina Pavana Vaisena Samudra Kuleshri Shachinandan. So these are some of the, because this is Ras Leela, so to relish this Madhurya Ras and the Ras Leela, there are five components of Ras. The first one, of course, is Vibhav, which has a Lamban, the Premashraya and the Premvishraya, then the Udipan, which are the excitants and stimulants in the environment, sights and sounds and objects and places, full moons and beaches and winds and breezes and fragrances and bees and buzzing bees and parrots singing and cuckoos cooing and flutes playing and so many things which incite and excite and stimulate the heart as a catalyst to awaken the ever-present sahivav within the heart of the beloved, the premashraya towards the beloved, premvishaya. So this, the author is describing the elements of the drama part by part. So now we've heard about the place of the leela, these are the props. Like you have a stage, and a stage you try to create a scene on a stage. It's a simply wooden stage or platform, pandal, with some curtains, and you bring out some cardboard pieces that look like palm trees, and you make some waves, and they pull the curtain. Oh, this must be some tropical island. They try to create the scene. As the moon shone on the ocean, and the wind blew from the south, the southern breezes which bring in the warmth, just like in Vrindavan, Sri Shachinandan sat down on the shore of the ocean. Krishna Chandra ki, Gaura Chandra ki. So these are the Udipans. These are the stimulants to Raz. Ah, so that's a full moon. Yeah, the wind's blowing. Okay, good. Good night. But if you're a romantic person, and you like romantic, you like to romance, there are certain thing elements that come together and incite or inspire you for romance. Oh, it's Amavasya. There's a freezing cold wind blowing from the Himalayas. I feel I'm in a real romantic mood. You become romantic. There's an icy, freezing wind blowing off the Himalayas. It's January 10th. It's 15 degrees centigrade. It's 8 degrees centigrade. And it's Amavasya. There's no stars in the sky, no moon. Do you say, wow, I feel excited. I feel romantic. Don't you? No, I'm freezing cold. Get out. Let's get out of here. There's a warm southern breeze. You're on the beach. The waves are... Full moon is dancing on the waves. And the soft, cooling rays are falling across your face and looking so beautiful. And this beautiful, cool, warm but cool breeze is blowing from the south. It's like very soothing. It's not warm. It's not cool. If you've ever been on the beach, I grew up on the beach and in the country near the beach. And it's, and you know, when you go to Puri, you know how some of those days you walk on the beach and that wind is coming off the, it's warm but cool. You just have a t-shirt. You don't feel cool. It don't feel hot or cold. It's like natural air conditioning. Remember those days? So beautiful. I mean, I remember because for 10 summers, I lived 10 summers in a row. I was 1.5 months in Mayapur, then 1.5 months in Puri. 10 summers from 1992 until 2001 or so. 10 summers, 10 Rathiyatras. I was going 8 months in Vrindavan and 2 months there. Then 2002 was like Vrindavan Vas. I mean, it was Vrindavan Vas. 8 months Vrindavan, 2 months Mayapur, 2 months Puri. I did that for 10 years.